listening to the Franchise Podcast Network, presented by Lucky Star Casino. KRXO FM and KRXO HD Oklahoma City. Now, the Oklahoma City Thunder postgame show, presented by U.S. Cellular on 107.7 The Franchise.
107.7 The Franchise. It's The Franchise First Take Thunder postgame show. And we're feeling very vindicated right now. We are feeling very vindicated. Shout out to Dashboard Confessional. I love love. It is the First Take Thunder postgame show brought to you by U.S. Cellular. We got a full house tonight here at Flint Restaurant underneath the Colcord Hotel. Come on out to Flint, just northwest. Oh, turn it up, Matty G. Turn it up. Turn it up. Thank you, Matty G. We got a full house. We're out at Flint, by the way, the Paycom Center. So come on out to Flint and hang out with us today. And also, their patio's open.
Patio's open.
Their patio is open. Their patio is called the Flora.
It's a whole different thing.
It's a whole different thing. They got a whole different menu.
It's a whole different concept.
Whole different menu.
Vibe.
Mainly like appetizers, shareables, all that stuff that out there on the patio. But they got full bar, everything out there. They're going to have some live music. It's pet friendly. Local beverages, your coops, your prairies, all that stuff. It's all here at Flint Restaurant. So come on out to Flint and the Flora Patio out here at Flint Restaurant underneath the Colcord Hotel.
Summertime approacheth.
It approacheth. Yes, it absolutely
does. We just hit spring.
We did. We absolutely did.
Yeah,
but it's basically there.
So we're just going to rush through spring.
Summer is
Oklahoma does that for us. Oklahoma, you have like 2 weeks of actual spring and 2 weeks of actual fall. The rest is summer or winter.
Summer is when the pool opens.
That's
it.
That's when we say summer is here.
It is.
But it's still in spring.
I am Matt Burton. That is Drake Vidito, who you heard here. We got Aubin Phippen here as well. My lovely fiance Erica is sitting here as well. She will not be speaking on this postgame show, and that is a fact. But also, back in studio, you heard him for just a second. We're joined by our good friend, Maddie Goldfish. Maddie, what's
and
going on, man?
We cue the music.
Yep, Matt, hit Matt, the music.
Matt. Man, I love that so much.
Yes.
I like making
sounds.
I just love
it. It's so good. I love
what's
it. You have a talent, my friend.
What's not so good? Me.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about this. Let's just go ahead and dive right into it. Thunder win 125-107. And one of us, not going to name any names, has a huge, gigantic problem with everything that unfolded in the National Basketball Association tonight. Not only with the win of the Oklahoma City Thunder, one Drake Vidito has a problem that the Thunder now sit atop the Western Conference.
Yeah, they're at number one right now. So, to clarify, nothing wrong with this game that happened in Oklahoma City tonight.
Right.
Obviously, with Giannis out, with Dame out, you expect the Thunder to go beat on a team that they should win, and that's exactly what happened. The other teams in the Northwest Division did not pull their weight tonight. I'm talking specifically about the Denver Nuggets. They lost on a game winner against the Spurs, who were poo-poo this year, okay? So I'm in my feels a little bit. We've talked numerous times on this show, past two times, how I'm trying to avoid the one seed like the plague. Two or three, you could get me there. Matt, you're going to have to do some convincing to get me to one, but we can
okay.
save that for a later. We can save that for around the association maybe segment.
Okay, might we can do that. We can do that because I don't like seeing you sad. Okay,
I know.
I really don't. But it's okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk through it in the next segment. But as far as tonight goes, Thunder win 125-107. Like we said, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, not the normal efficient night from him, 0-for-7 from 3, 7-21 from the field, but a perfect 9-for-9 from the free throw line. 23 points for him, 7 boards, 3 assists. You kind of know the drill with Shea. Only played 29 minutes, though. So, again, you know, second game in a row where, you know, the starters kind of playing, you know, underneath that 30-minute mark. You know, Chet only played 15 the game before. So, you know, kind of getting some manufactured rest, if you will, just by, you know, winning against a team with, obviously, let's just go ahead and say it, no Giannis, no Dame. This is not how the Bucks will look like in the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, they might, because they have Doc Rivers as their coach.
That is true. And we don't know what the status of Giannis is going to look
yes.
like come playoff time. So, it's like I said, I said it a lot of times on the show before. We're in April basketball. I'm not going to take much stock into individual performances at this point in time. I will say come playoff time, you know that teams are probably going to be addressing Shea. That's going to be point one. And there may be some situations that we've seen this year already where it's like, okay, we're going to let anyone but Shea try and beat us. I would not be surprised if we see that game plan going into the playoffs. Usually it's been a pack the paint situation just because we know how the Thunder like to operate offensively. But other than that, it was good to see him get into the free throw line. 0-for-7 from 3 kind of hurts just yep. a little bit. Some of those weren't even off the dribble, just those are some free catch and shoots. But for the most part, no big deal. Still ended up plus 10 in the plus minus. You know how we feel about the plus minus round here. But all in all, he played 29 minutes. Excuse
yep.
me. You're not going to take much stock into a game like this.
Absolutely. And then, I mean, you know, Auburn, Chet Holmgren looking really good right now. I mean, 22 points, 9 boards for him, 3 blocks and a steal. So, I mean, 1-for-4 mm-hmm. from 3. He had one that was, I mean, it was in and out. I mean, it was basically all the way down, just couldn't fall. But 9-of-13 from the field, I think really good for him. You know, as I mentioned, last game, only playing 15 minutes, like kind of getting some manufactured rest in there. Only 25 minutes yep. in this one. I mean, he's looking good, and they're going to need him fresh for the playoffs.
For sure, and he's just a big turnover from last season, obviously coming back from injury mm-hmm. and going to playing every single game this season for the Thunder. I mean, that's a big difference, and that's going to make a big difference in playoffs as well, getting those minutes throughout the season. Obviously, we see the bench. I mean, you know, Aaron Wiggins is getting just as many minutes as starters tonight. Jay Will getting 16. I added it up. I think it was like 46 points off the bench tonight. So,
nice.
But that just comes with, like you said, Giannis, Dame out. Not the same Bucks team that you're going to see on a normal night or in the playoffs. So, love to see all the points off the bench, though. Lindy Waters getting 6, Jay Will getting 10, and Wiggins with 19 tonight. So, big time for him.
Got a little scuffy there in the very beginning. Maybe otherwise a throwout game for
right.
for maybe the casual viewer just made it a little bit more engaging because, I mean, pretty much for the entire game, the Thunder were, I mean,
yeah.
double-digit lead for most of the night. So, and again, the only team this year who has beaten the Thunder in a series could have been the Bucks tonight if they would have won, but the Lakers still remain as the only team to win a series against the Thunder this year. Did you see the stat that I don't know if it was technically a stat. Maybe Royce put it out. The youngest team to get to 55 wins this year. Did you see that? The youngest team ever get 55.
Ever to get 55.
You know who this set? You know who second place was?
The Thunder.
The 2010 Thunder.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
We are repeating history, folks.
That's crazy. I can't remember off the top of my head who it was, but on our show the other day, it might have been yesterday, it was a great pull from them. We talk about how crazy the standings are this year in the Western Conference. You got 5 teams with 50 wins. You know, New Orleans, I don't know if they can still get there. I don't think they can.
Did they
technically
night?
Can.
What?
Huh?
Did we do postgame last night?
No,
we did not.
That was two nights ago.
I was
two
like, this week has just
it's been crazy. It's
crazy.
Been crazy.
Hey, you're
yeah.
telling me.
The Pelicans can still technically get to 50 wins if they beat the Warriors tonight and then the Lakers on Sunday. So you could technically have 6 teams with 50 wins this year in the West.
When's the last time that's happened is what I want to know.
There is,
like,
I know,
insane.
It's been.
What's insane is that there is not a singular place right now in the West, 1 through 10, that is locked in yet.
I know.
That's insane.
I know.
1, 2, 3 are still playing for 1, 2, or 3. 4 or 5 are still playing for 4 or 5. And then 6 through 10 are still playing for, like, 6 through 10.
I mean, compared to last year, only 2 teams in the Western Conference had 50 wins.
crazy.
Only two. It's insane. But there was a listener who texted in yesterday. He was like, man, you think that's crazy? Go back and look at the 2009-2010 Western Conference.
I was literally about to pipe in with the exact same thing. I was like, I know exactly what year the last year this happened.
All eight teams that made the playoffs had 50 wins.
Jeez.
The Oklahoma City Thunder were the 8 seed, and they were 50-32.
They were 18 games above. How many above 500 are we right now? 31.
31 games. But they're 50-32, and they were the 8 seed. Had to take on the 1 seed Clippers, or 1 seed Lakers, excuse me, that year.
And took them to what, 6 games?
Yeah.
That was Kobe. Yeah, Kobe.
Yeah.
Still,
yeah. Yeah. Just insane. Like, that was such a good pull. I can't remember who it was, but shout out to you. On the Big River Footwear text line, which, by the way, if you're listening with us, hanging out with us, hit us up on the Big River Footwear text line, 405-478-1077, or on Twitch, twitch.tv/thefranchiselive.
Say something nice to me.
Say something nice.
I need it.
I mean, let's go ahead and let's get out of here so that we can get to what everyone wants to talk about, right? The standings race and everything that shook out in the NBA tonight with the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. We'll get into all that and more coming up on 107.7 The Franchise.
KRXO-FM and KRXO-HD Oklahoma City. Now, the Oklahoma City Thunder postgame show presented by U.S. Cellular on 107.7 The Franchise.
107.7 The Franchise. It's the First Take Thunder postgame show brought to you by U.S. Cellular. We are out here at Flint Restaurant underneath the Colcord Hotel. Come on out. Say what's up to us. Say what's up to Maisie. Say what's up to Kyle at the bar. They're going to take fantastic care of you, as they always do for us.
It really was a full, like, everyone's here tonight. Not only of...
I mean, the Friday night.
Not only of friends, but of, like, workers. Like, everyone showed up tonight.
I know. It was awesome.
Felt great.
And, yeah.
They had a steak special.
They did have a steak special. The Vegas loin, which they said was some special type of cut that I had never heard of before in my life.
I thought what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Well,
not this loin.
I'll spill. Yeah, it's in. Well, I ate it.
Was it good?
Yeah, I ate it all. It was gone in like 5 minutes.
It's fantastic.
Nice. I was about to make a really bad joke, and I stopped myself.
That's okay.
I had
the black and red fish.
Well, on the night like tonight, I might do it tonight.
A Twitch exclusive. One of the perks of Twitch. There's no dump button on Twitch. And then also, we had some Tres Leches cake, and it is...
That sounds amazing.
Phenomenal.
The three milks.
Come on out here. Yes, the three milks cake, and it was phenomenal. Also, they just opened their patio. It's called Flora. Very fancy. Very fancy here. And it's a completely different menu. Still full bar there in the patio, but a different menu. They got some pizza. They got some pizza. They got some other shareables, some small bites out there. So come on by. It's pet friendly. It's an awesome time here at Flint. It's summer. Like, it's about to be summer. The patio's open. There's no better place to come than Flint Restaurant, for all your patio drinking needs. Shout out to William Davis on Twitch, and also shout out to my mother. My mother says, hey, fellas, hey, Aubin.
Carol's a G.
Yep. Shout out to, Darren. He's in the hot tub listening to us right now.
Oh, nice. Shout out to Mr. Vidito.
Yeah.
My mom didn't want to say hi to my fiance, so that's good. That's good. I love that. Love that. That's going to go over really well. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. But William Davis, just Drake, Aubin, Goldfish, and Maddie B. What up? Tune in from Norman. OU baseball gets a much-needed win tonight. Randy can sleep soundly tonight. Absolutely, yes. Baseball team got it done. Softball team, not so much. Not so much. It was a rough one. And if they're not careful, losing two Big 12 conference series in a row would not be the way to go. But this is the Franchise First Take Thunder postgame show. The Thunder win tonight 125-107 over the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, let's go ahead. Let's get to what everyone wants to talk about, right? The seeding and how we feel about it. Because as of right now,
the drama.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are the one seed in the Western Conference, having the same exact record as the Minnesota Timberwolves, who won tonight against the Atlanta Hawks, and then the Denver Nuggets, who lost tonight against the San Antonio Spurs, which I did not see happening at all, but Victor Wembanyama played, so anything can happen whenever Victor plays.
Oh, my God, and the Timberwolves play the Suns tomorrow.
The Timberwolves play the Suns tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so only getting worse. Going through it. Drake's only been going through it. Drake, okay, so let's go ahead. Let's let you present your case as to why you don't want the one seed, and then let me talk you down off the ledge, my friend.
Okay, I'm not saying the getting the one seed is inherently bad. It's obviously super impressive that a team this young was able to do it, because it almost never happens.
That and is, in this conference.
I'm not trying to diminish the accomplishment of what is. I am just trying to make the case that if OKC ended up landing in the 2 or even the 3 spot, I know that you get home court advantage with the 1 seed. I know you get home court advantage with the 2, not the 3. Matchup-wise, I hate a world. I hate any world where this Thunder team has to play a team that was the only team to beat them in a series this year, and that is the Lakers. I know that is not a foregone conclusion. If the Thunder end up with the 1 seed, the Lakers would have to win 2 games for that to happen. But with that being said, the Lakers don't care where they end up in the standings, just as long as they make it in somewhere. You can look at last year as case in point to that. So that's my case. I understand they would have home court. I know it's number 1. Great. But you're also matching up with another team, potentially, if you do make it past the Lakers, that I was also afraid of to match up with, and that is the Mavericks. And the Mavericks are playing the Clippers, and I would not be wholly excited about a Clippers matchup either in the second round. So 2 and 3 presents itself very much nice when you're looking down the road. I know the Thunder aren't going to do that. But just, I think there's a path of least resistance here, and it's not at the 1.
Okay, well, can I...
You can try.
Can I present the count? Let's try to talk you off the ledge here a little bit.
Thank you.
Please. As of right now, the Lakers are in the 8 spot.
Yep.
So they could realistically win their the first play-in game and get the 7 seed.
They're in 8 right now?
They're in 8 right now. So they would be playing for the 7 seed if the play-in started right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to my blog. Yeah, I'm writing this down.
Drake feverishly typing this out. So LA is in the 8 spot right now. So they would be playing for the 7 seed.
Okay.
So there's that. 1, you wouldn't have to play them, right? I mean, if Thunder get the 1 seed, you wouldn't have to play the Lakers if they're the 7 seed. That's just not going to happen. 2, there's no guarantee that the Lakers win. That's why it's, you know, a play-in tournament. There's no guarantee that they get in the actual playoffs. They could lose 2 and be out. Or, you know, Sacramento and Golden State could still jump the Lakers.
I need to know if the Kings have the tiebreaker over the Lakers. And I need to know if the Warriors have... Yes, the Warriors do have tiebreaker over the Lakers. So I'm asking if it becomes a 3-way tie for the Kings, Lakers, Warriors, all at 46 wins, what happens?
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head.
I know the Warriors have the head-to-head against the Lakers. I don't know about the Kings, though. Give me 2 seconds.
Dad of 7 Girls on Twitch says, so which is your preference, 2 or 3, since you don't want the 1 seed?
Well, if you had listened a couple games ago, I was pro-3.
We don't want to go down this road again.
Me for 2.
Yes.
But I don't know, even after the presenting argument, it's still tough. It's still tough about the 1, because you can get all the benefits of 1 with the 2, but you don't get the matchups you want, potentially, as far along in the playoffs as possible.
Okay, I still think getting the 1 seed is a huge accomplishment.
Yes,
I think that means a ton. I really do. You get home court advantage over the entire West, which is insanely clutch, and it's not a guarantee that the Lakers get in. That's just my thing. I mean, I think we all would pick the Lakers to get in to one of those 2 spots, but it's not a guarantee in a one-off game.
Hey, I am just glad that you guys are having this argument, because you would have told me this last season that you'd be arguing over his 1, 2, or 3 seed.
Right.
I don't know if I would agree with
you. It's a great argument. By the way, Sacramento has the tiebreaker over the Lakers, which makes me feel better. so what would that mean? That would mean a 3-way tie. The Lakers would end up 10th. Which is not good.
And the Kings are on top of the Suns right now.
So, actually, the Lakers, Kings, Warriors all have the same amount of losses. So, if the Kings went out and the Warriors went out and the Lakers went out, then Lakers will fall to a 10, which means there's a better chance of them to face the 1. But they got to win 2 games.
Right. They got to win 2 games. That's a, are you breathing? You're doing a good job breathing.
I guess it's just it depends on who the teams they face. Because there's still a chance that the Warriors can move up to 8, which means they would face the Kings. And even though the Kings have swept the Lakers, they are without one of their six man of the year, potentially, and Kevin Herter, a starter. So it's just a different team than they faced all year.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Phoenix can still, you know, get into the play-in. Suns could jump out. I don't know.
Savage Titan on Twitch says, would you prefer the Warriors as a first-round matchup?
Yes.
I would. You're still leaving yourself up to Steph Curry just, like, going nuclear and, you know, them just, like, figuring it out.
Yeah.
And they've been playing a lot better recently, too. I mean, 1-3 in a row now.
Chris Paul coming back helps a lot. I don't acknowledge Draymond.
this is why I think I don't know if this is a great argument, or I don't know if this is like, oh, just like whatever, but I still just resign myself to the fact that every single matchup in the West is going to suck.
That's kind of where I'm at. I'm like, playoffs in the West are the playoffs in the West at this point,
because right.
every team is winning 50 games this season. Or every team,
I know,
it's insane.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, any way you slice it, Drake, you're going to have to beat some good teams to get in. Like, you're going to have to beat some good teams to advance. And
right.
even in the first round, you're going to have to beat a really damn good team to advance to the semis.
I know. And then round two, it could be the Mavericks. God.
Drake, if you didn't...
Like, and then round three could be this. And then we might have to face them in the National
Drake, play. If you didn't want the smoke of the playoffs, okay, we could go back to the tanking stuff and all that.
It was just so much more comfortable.
Yeah. You don't have
there
to be
was
vulnerable.
Yeah. Comes out.
Yeah, you don't have to be vulnerable. Man.
Yeah.
OKC wants the smoke.
I'll get over it. Once this final lap of games happens on Sunday and I get to see just the play-in, right, and I feel the feelings again. You remember how it was last year on the Twitch. I was acting like a bad man during that Pelicans game.
Yes.
and the Wolves game, so
which we got to bring the Twitch watch alongs back.
Yeah,
for the away game.
I hope we can do that. I don't know, but
we got to,
but anyways, not trying to diminish what the Thunder could potentially end up with standings-wise. And who knows? I mean, who knows if Minnesota or Denver play everyone at the end? Cat came back tonight, I will say that. But who knows? I mean, maybe you see Oklahoma City sit some people. I doubt it, but depending on how, you know, the Pelicans shaping up after tonight, I mean, you just never know. But
it's going to be tough. I mean, the Mavericks, no Luka and no Kyrie for their matchup on Sunday.
True.
With the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
So
Tim Hardaway Jr. is listed as the only starter that actually starts
right
on a regular basis for them. So it's probably a pencil-in game, but after having that report out so early, I mean, the Thunder are no strangers to sitting people in response to sitting people. I mean, you saw Josh tonight. I don't know how severe the
I feel like
the
it's going to be
is.
A game where Chet Holmgren plays like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and
like,
it's like, all right.
Gets his minutes, gets
so,
out.
Yep, so yeah. And he plays in all 82 regular season games, technically. Like, I think it's going to be one of those. And then anyone, like, if Josh Giddey, I would assume Josh Giddey's probably not going to play as well. He was out tonight with a hip contusion. I would say just keep him healthy. Like, make sure he's healthy for the playoffs whenever they start. So
they already asked J-Dub tonight, because what are we now? Is this 16 games above last year?
Yeah, they won 40.
He said, what
40
was the,
42.
What was the biggest difference between this year and last year? And what you know what he said?
Chet. Yeah.
Remember when we always used to bring up the... I wonder if, you know, this two-point loss last year, if Chet plays,
yeah,
does he make up enough of the difference? Well, we have a whole season sample size, and I think we can confidently say that he made up for even more games than I thought.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously, there's more that went into it. Like, J-Dub took another step this year.
Yes, he did.
Shea took even another step this year.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Chet Holmgren, I mean, how many games? Like, they just couldn't rebound last year. Now,
right.
They haven't been a great rebounding team this year.
But they've proven that they don't really necessarily need to win games.
And, I mean, the big glaring issue was there was zero rim protection last year at all on defense.
Yep.
And Chet is rim protection. Like, I mean, that's what he does on defense. So, he's a big part of that 16-game improvement, man. It's awesome. And could be 17-game improvement with the win over the Mavericks. Why are they the number one seed right now, even though they're technically with the Timberwolves? That's just because the Nuggets, Timberwolves, and Thunder all have the exact same record. Now, if the Nuggets, had lost or lose again, and the Timberwolves and Thunder both win on Sunday, the Timberwolves would go to one.
Okay. Yeah.
So, if you're wanting the one seed, you are wanting all three of these teams, or mainly just the Thunder and the Nuggets, to win.
Yeah.
Because the Thunder have the head-to-head over the Nuggets.
Timberwolves loss.
Right. Or the Nuggets, all three of them to win would be fine either. Because since they're all three tied, it doesn't just go to Minnesota and Thunder. It goes to all three of them. They're like head-to-heads and all the tiebreakers. Mm-hmm. When it's a three-way tie, the Thunder actually win that tiebreaker when it's a three-way. When it's just the Nuggets and Thunder head-to-head, the Thunder win that one. When it's the Timberwolves and the Thunder, the Timberwolves win that one.
Right.
So
Matt's doing the math.
And for those people that are asking...
Take a breath real quick.
And for those people that are asking why the Thunder has number one now, it still reverts back to the second tiebreaker, which is head-to-head versus both teams, and the Thunder have the better record against the Nuggets and the Timberwolves than any of the other combinations.
Right. Man, it's a lot of fun in Thunderland if your name's not Drake Vitatel.
I'm getting better.
Like, if your name's not Drake Vitatel,
keep talking to me.
It's the playoffs. You're going to have to win some tough games, Drake.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to have to win some really tough games.
Hey, home court advantage. Cool.
Drake doesn't care about any of it. But, Maddie G, if you would, please take us around the association.
Oh, you'll have to give me just one second.
That's my bad. I know. I didn't preview. I'm sorry. This one's on me.
This is all pre-recorded. This is not Matt's actual voice. This is part of the thing.
Hello, this is AI Goldfish. How are you? All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go around the association, shall we? Let's see. We'll start with the game we've been talking about all night. The Thunder took down the Bucks. The Bucks didn't really play anybody. The Thunder played everybody, so they won 125-107. There's about four games that are currently in progress right now. We have the Rockets at the Trailblazers. The Rockets are up in that one, 64-50. There's about 9 minutes left in the third quarter in that one. We are at the halftime of the Pels-Warriors games. The Pels are up 42-48 over the Warriors. We're in a close one between the Suns and the Kings. The Kings are actually winning right now, 31-30. There's about 7 minutes left in the second quarter in that one. 7 minutes in the second between the Jazz and the Clips. Close game in this one as well. Clippers are up by a point, 47-46. Embiid and the Sixers took down the Magic this evening, 125-113. The very trashy Bulls got a win over the very trashy Wizards, 129-127. Celtics took down the Hornets, 131-98. The Cavs beat the Pacers, 129-120. The Knicks topped the Nets, 111-107. The Spurs, which we talked about before, beat the Nuggets by a point this evening. The Lakers beat the Grizz, 123-120. The Heat took down the Raptors, 125-103. We had a close one between the T-Wolves and the Hawks, 109-106. And then the Detroit Pistons beat the Dallas Mavs, 107-89. And that, my friends, was our trip around the association.
Nice man. I felt very safe going around the association with our guy, Matty G.
Can't wait for the full slate on Sunday. All teams are playing.
It's going to be a ton of fun. Wimby tonight against Jokic. 34 points, 12 boards, 5 assists, 2 blocks. 5 of 12 from 3. I feel like, did you see that clip going around of Dan Hurley, the head coach of UConn men's basketball?
On the floor?
In 2020.
Oh.
In 2020, they had missed their third straight March Madness. And he was like, you know, it's tough right now, but I guarantee you, teams better get us while they can because it's coming. And, I mean, he's right. They just won back-to-back national titles a couple years after that. That's how I feel about Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs.
Yeah.
Get him now.
It just depends on how they proceed to get their next guys, right? Either through Tyler and I
have been willing them to try whatever to trade for Trae Young.
I'm honestly down for a good Spurs team again.
I know. It's going to happen whether everyone likes it or not.
Let's get another Western Conference team.
It's going to happen whether people like it or not because Victor Wembanyama is that guy. Yeah, like, that's how I feel about Victor. Get him now while you can. He's got a great logo from Nike now.
Once you saw the clip of him go 3-on-1 or on defense in transition, and he's literally just here like a foot in front of the basket going like this, and no one proceeds
to shoot. They're like, hot potato. No, it's honestly amazing watching him play. Seriously, but yeah, Trae Young. Tell me, Trae Young wouldn't be fun on the Spurs. Trae Young's terrible at defense, but
he might make Pop pass out.
True, yeah,
of a heart attack.
Trae Young's terrible on defense, but hey, if you
doesn't
go
matter.
Past Trae Young,
it doesn't matter.
7'4" with an 8-foot wingspan's right there.
Right. I don't know.
And Victor might win like every defensive player of the year. Gets out of the
league. There's another company. Who else is blocking 7
Nobody.
Foot?
Yeah, I mean, Chet Holmgren, it's right? Crazy.
How many has Gobert won in a year? Or in a row, I mean. Oh, Jaren Jackson Jr. won last year. I forgot about that.
He was like 3 blocks a game.
Gobert got it twice, 18-19. Kawhi
Gobert's
got it twice,
get it again
15,
this year.
16. So Gobert got it 3 times. I'm talking about in a row, though.
Oh, in a row,
So
yeah.
Dwight Howard got it 3 times from 09 to 2011.
Gotcha.
And Dennis Rodman did it in 90 through 92. Those are the only two people that have done it 3 times in a row. I think it's safe to say if he can play most of the season for the next 2 years.
Honestly,
I mean,
I think the only reason he didn't do it this year
is because they stink.
Well, they stink, and he had like a big minutes restriction to start the year.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, barely playing.
Uh-huh.
Like, wouldn't play in back-to-backs and all that stuff. You know, some of the stakes. Some of the Vegas loins still in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saving it for later.
Yeah, that's right. That's how good it was. Yeah.
That is Drake Vinito. I'm Matt Burton. We got Aubin Phippen in the house as well. We got Maddie Goldfish back in studio doing a great job, as always. And my lovely fiance, Erica,
yay,
is here as well at Flint Restaurant underneath the Colcord Hotel, just a block northwest of the Paycom Center. Come on out. Maisie and Kyle will take fantastic care of you at the bar. And, I mean, it's just there's no better place than Flint Restaurant underneath the Colcord Hotel. On the other side, we will get a vibe check and we will GTFO.
The franchise Oklahoma City Thunder postgame show presented by U.S. Cellular on 107.7 The Franchise.
The franchise, the afternoon show.
What is this? Hold on.
You got one.
I'm not okay. I promise.
Yes. There you go.
Ain't that the truth?
High chemical romance. Yeah, Drake's not okay. He promises.
If you wanted honesty, that's all you had to say.
So good. Oh my goodness. So good. Maddie G always playing.
Thank you,
hits.
Matt. I needed that.
No
rhymes.
Problem.
It's Matt Burton. It's Drake Vinito. It's Aubin Phippen. It is Matt Goldbranson back on the ones and twos, killing it like he always does. We are out here at Flint Restaurant underneath the Colcord Hotel. Come on out. Say what's up to us or just get you something to drink at the bar. Maisie and Kyle will take fantastic care of you like they always do for us. And it's patio season. Flora is the name of the patio here.
Yay.
Underneath the Colcord Hotel. They got a full bar out here, and they got their own menu separate from Flint. I mean, a bunch of shareables, got some pizza there
as
well.
Experiences.
It's awesome. It's awesome, man. So come on out to Flint and Flora underneath the Colcord Hotel. But guys, Maddie G, if you are ready, if you would be so kind, could we please get a vibe?
You know the vibes.
You sure you're all good?
No, I'm actually not good, man.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, bro, yeah.
The vibe's off, man.
The park vibe?
Yeah, the park vibe's off, man.
Get real, dude. Your vibe's off.
Is it noticeable?
Is it noticeable?
I don't know. I feel like I bring in some good vibes.
All right, you have 4 minutes to tell me what the f*** going on.
I don't know, man. I thought my vibe was chill, bro.
No, well, you thought wrong. So that's your bad.
Let's get a vibe check.
Let's go. Let's get a vibe check, Erica.
Yay!
I need to go first.
Go.
Okay, bad vibes. I would say it's probably Thunder, maybe being number one in the West.
That's right. No, that's right.
You ruined it.
That's right.
Good vibes. Flint Restaurant.
Hey, there you go. Shout out, Erica, making her debut there. Making her debut.
What a great bad vibe.
It was not a great bad vibe.
It was great because she stole it from you.
That was a C+. C+ effort right there, Erica.
Harsh critic.
Yeah, you know. You could have elaborated, so yeah. Okay. I'll just hand you the mic. Maddie G, start us off, man.
Okay. Bad vibes, and this just goes for like a whole NBA-wide deal. Why do all of the other team's best players sit when they come to Oklahoma City? Like, we never get to witness greatness here. Like, we didn't get to see Giannis tonight. LeBron's only played here, like, once. So, bad vibes to the NBA. Like, I know Giannis
is
a little banged up.
Right?
But Dame, why didn't he play? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just kind of, I don't know.
I'm with you.
Old man, get off my lawn. Play basketball. You guys are playing a game. Show up to work. Be a normal human being. But anyways, I digress. Good vibes. We won the game. If we would have lost tonight without them playing, I would have been more mad at that than Drake being mad that we got the number one seed.
I love it. I love it. Great job as always, Maddie. Aubin, what do we got?
All right. Bad vibes first. I guess I mean, there's really not a whole lot of bad vibes go around, so I guess I'll just go with Shea not getting 30 tonight.
There you go.
I mean, that's somewhat of bad vibes. Still at 23. I mean, decent night for him. Good vibes, I gotta give it to my man Aaron Wiggins. Like I said earlier, 19 points tonight, 50% from the three, given he only shot two. But, we'll take it. 8 for 12 from the field. I'm really excited to see Aaron Wiggins in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
So, he gets my good vibes tonight.
All right. Bad vibes, Denver Nuggets.
God. What a freaking disappointment. Anyways.
Yeah, those are my bad vibes. Not going to speak on it anymore. Good vibes. She took my Wiggins pick. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to give it to Kung Fu Kenny. Kenrich Williams, and not just from this game, but he's really had an impressive final stretch here. Pretty much, I'd say beginning of March up until now. I think he's going to be a piece, man. I think he's going to be an important piece in the playoffs, especially when they go small ball. Him at the five, I just think it makes way too much sense, especially with, you know, the minutes he's been able to put up for this team in the past month. So, bad vibes, Denver Nuggets. Good vibes, Kung Fu Kenny, Kenrich Williams.
Not bad.
Bad vibes. Drake.
Bad vibes is just Drake.
Hey, man. I know it's been a while since the Thunder have been in the playoffs, but they're going to have to play some good teams.
I know.
Well, we can wait. We can wait for a little bit before that happens.
You have to be okay with that. You have to be ready for the smoke.
Yeah.
If you want to run with the big dogs, you got
to
be
ready. I just need to be in there for game one.
Right.
They'll reel me back in.
You got to be ready for it. Good vibes. The Thunder are number one in the West. They are number one in the Western Conference with one game to go.
Erica would disagree.
If the Thunder and the Nuggets win, the Thunder are the overall number one seed.
It's just a number.
Being in the play-in and not making the playoffs last year. And after years and years of me doing this post-game show.
Okay, there's where it's coming from.
Of them tanking and every single night being like, oh, we had a segment called Tank Commander of the Game. Where we looked at who had the worst game based off just plus-minus. Who had the worst plus-minus? Who helped the Thunder tank the most to try to get the best pick? Man, it is awesome to be here. I want all the smoke, and that's okay. Like, I'm sure every other team out there is like, oh, please, we want to play the Thunder. We want to play the young, inexperienced Thunder. Careful what you wish for, because I think this Thunder team can make some noise. Sorry, there's my diatribe. Someone had to bring the vibe.
Listen,
we all have
our trauma dumps. Okay, you were a part of a lot of post games where the Thunder were poo.
Yes,
I was only a part of one, and you could still even make the argument then that they were not like super bad.
They made the play. Yeah.
So okay, all right.
Oh, he's coming over to the side.
It's okay. Be fine.
You'll be fine. Once game one hits, that adrenaline rush will.
Once I lay my head on my pillow tonight, I'll be fine.
But
right now, I can be how I am.
Dream of the number one seed.
Honestly, yes. Drake, I don't know why you're so freaked out.
It's a big night Sunday.
Like, I'm thinking about all the teams. Yeah. Like, there's not one team that I'm scared of in a seven-game series. There's not one. Like, I would put the Thunder, they could win that series. There's not one that I'm like, oh, no, scared, shaking in my
boots. I think the Thunder could win any series against any team that they face in the Western Conference. That does not mean that there are teams that I would rather not face than others. But those have been clearly marked. I mean, I've said on and on and on, especially after the post-All-Star break that the Mavericks have had. Lakers and Mavericks are my only two. And you might get those for the first two. So, you know what? Just whatever. Bring it on.
Get the hardest out of the way, and then it's all downhill.
One final time. Right. It's all downhill.
You just never know what's going to happen.
Here.
You just never know what's going to happen next year.
It's a great song, Newfound Glory.
Yeah, I know. Hit or miss.
I know. I would choose my friends over you. I know. That's all I know. That's all I know.
Friends over you.
One final time here it is for the seeding. How Oklahoma City gets the number one overall seed. Shout out to Worldwide Wob. He just put it out just plainly and very easily. First scenario, Oklahoma City wins and Denver wins. That's it. Oklahoma City still gets the one seed. Number two, Oklahoma City wins and Minnesota loses. Simple. And then number three, these kind of go hand in hand. All three of Oklahoma City, Denver, and Minnesota win, or all three of Denver, Minnesota, and Oklahoma City lose.
Yeah.
Any of those scenarios, Oklahoma City keeps the number one seed in the West heading into the playoffs. A lot of scenarios. Only one scenario for Minnesota and only one scenario for Denver. Minnesota with a win over Phoenix, and then Denver or Oklahoma City loses.
No one is in control of their own destiny.
I know.
Everyone is reliant upon someone else.
And then Denver has to win against Memphis, which they probably will. And Oklahoma City and Minnesota both have to lose. So Denver's looking like the least likely to take over the number one seed, which, I mean, going into today, I didn't think that was the case at all.
How many teams in the East do you think have 50 wins?
Only one.
One?
Right now.
That's crazy.
What are the Bucks at 49?
The Bucks are at 49 and the Knicks are at 49.
So Cavs can't even make it 50.
No.
Like, there's only two other options.
Yep.
Wow.
The East is going to be fun just because, like, you don't know what the hell is going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah. It's just not deep. Like, I mean,
you're right.
The 9-10s don't even matter. Like, the Bulls and the Hawks have losing records.
Right.
They're below 500.
I'll say this. The matchups that are not Celtics-Bucks-oriented will be fun just because it's theirs to lose.
Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for us. One of us, or a couple of us, are really happy that the Thunder are number one seed. Only one of us is very, very sad.
You know, sometimes you just need a good 8 hour sleep.
Right. Wake up tomorrow. It's the weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll be fine. Maybe it'll change your tune.
Yeah. Let's see how the rest of the games go tonight.
Yes.
See, you know, how the Warriors, Pelicans, Suns end up stacking up after tonight. And then we'll see what scenarios lay forth before us on Sunday.
That is Drake Vidito. Shout out to Aubin Phippen joining us out here.
Yay.
Appreciate you, Aubin. Glad you got to come over
appreciate
here.
Appreciate Matty G for
hang
producing.
Out. And appreciate our guy, Matt Goldbranson. Matty G, nobody does it better. Matty, appreciate you and everything you do for us. Not only on the franchise, but Tyler Media. You basically
everywhere.
Run Tyler Media.
Yeah, for real.
Yes.
You're basically
Mr. Tyler Media.
You know, I'd like to live my life by the next man up. You know, like, and so it doesn't matter
mantra. What
the position is. I'm filling in up at Tyler Media. So
we love to see it. Love to see it. And one final time, shout out to Flint Restaurant underneath the Colcord Hotel.
I thought you were going to say Erica. You know,
well, I mean, I love Erica. Shout out to her. You participated in the vibe check. You did so good, babe. You did so good. So good.
See, they're getting their debut.
Shout out to Flint Restaurant underneath the Concord Hotel. And their patio, Flora, is now open as well. So come on out here this weekend. It's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. Come on out to the patio. Again, a completely separate menu from Flint. More shareables, some pizza, all that good stuff. And still a full bar at Flora. But shout out to Flora and shout out to Flint Restaurant.
Maybe we'll move our postgame out there.
Concord Hotel. We might. We're going to need some windscreens maybe at some point. But,
yeah, right.
But we might one of these days. But for myself, Matt Burton, for Jake Vitito, for Aubin Phippen, and for Matt Goldbranson, this is the Franchise First Take Thunder postgame show brought to you by U.S. Cellular.